Two Atlanta convenience store owners have pleaded guilty to food stamp fraud in the millions of dollars. As WABE's Tasneem Shamma reports, they illegally exchanged food stamps for cash.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says Samuel Kushwe paid his customers in Southwest Atlanta pennies on the dollar for their food stamps and turned the stamps into the federal government for full reimbursement. Over 5 years, he made more than $2 million. And Shalondra Taylor did the same at her two stores in Forest Park and Atlanta. In 4 years, she pocketed more than $1.6 million. Maurice Ingram with the state's Department of Human Services.
Most of the time, it's a 50 cents on the dollar transaction that's occurring. So if you have $100 in food stamps, the retailer will give the benefit recipient $50, charge the federal government for $100, and they just made $50.
Ingram says the crime happens, but not often. He says less than 1% of food stamps are used illegally in the state. Tasneem Shamma, WABE News.